Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Peah, daf Lamed Ches, and we are starting at the very top of the Amud, and in the Vilna source of daf is right at the top of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah told us that if one was makdish their field before the produce grew a third, and then was paideit after it grew a third, he's potter from Peah, because when it reached a third of its growth, which is when the Chiv of Peah kicks in, it was Birshos Hektish, and produce in the Birshos of Hektish is potter from Peah. So the Gemara says Masisa Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says, Achar Shlish Harishon At Mahalich, you go after the first third of the growth of this grain, and since it was in a stage of Ptur when it hit the first third of its growth, even though it continued growing another two-thirds in a state where technically it would be chayiv, that first third is what determines everything. This balgan, we see this is actually a machlokes. Saw the shivia shlish lefnei guy, a field that the produce in it grew a third of its growth in front of a guy, meaning a guy owned it. V'lacham menu Yisrael, and Yisrael then bought this field from the guy, and it grew another two-thirds. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says pater. The yid is pater and all the chiyuvim. V'acham and the chum say hatoysef is chayiv. That which grew extra, meaning the remaining two-thirds, that's chayiv. But now the Gemara says, my kedain, is our Mishnah really only according to Rabbi Kiva? We can actually say that it's also according to Rabbanan. There's two different ways to understand our Mishnah. Tipater Krebi Kiva b'mei ruach. We can explain our Mishnah as going according to Rabbi Kiva, even if it hits a stage of miruach. As we explained yesterday, miruach is a stage after harvesting, it's smoothing it out in a pile, and that's when a person would be chayav and meiser. So we could say that Aramish is like Rabbi Kiva, that once he redeemed his grain after it already grown a third in the rishos of Hektish, even though he was the one that harvested it and even maybe reached the stage of miruach, it would still be pater. But uchedivri hakol, we could understand that it's according to everyone, that means even according to the chachamim, but Kaitzer Miyad, where he harvested it right away. Meaning our Mishnah could be talking about a scenario where he redeemed it from Hektish after it had already grown a third, and he harvested it right away before it had a chance to grow more. So then, even the Chamim would say that he's Pater. Moving on to Brianu Halacha, Halacha Vav, the Mishnah says as follows, Mishalikit Peah, a person picked some Peah, Va'amar, and he said, Harezula ish pliny ani, this Peah is not for me, but it's for that fellow, my friend, who's the ani. So Rablazar says, Zachalai, he's Zaycha in this Peah for his friend, the ani, and now he has to give it to him. Vachamim, when the Chachamim say, Yitnen ala ani hanim sarishayin, he has to give it to the first ani that he sees. According to the Chachamim, he's not able to be zaycheh in this payah for that other ani, and now it turns out that he's holding matnas aniyim by him, and that's not okay, so he has to go and give it to the first ani that he sees. The Mishnah continues, Halakat vashecha vapeah shal nachri, like a checham payah that's left by a guy, chayv b'maiser is chayv in maiser, elim kein hivkir, unless he was mafkirit. Now we know that Goyim are not chayv in like a checham payah, but this guy learned from his Yiddish neighbor, and he decided that, hey, this idea of Lekat Shechan Peah is really nice, it's really beautiful, let's leave this stuff over for the poor people, and he decides to do so in his field, puts up an advertisement in the Jewish paper, hey Yidden, come to my field, I leave Lekat Shechan Peah for you. That's not considered halachic Lekat Shechan Peah, and therefore an ani would be chayv to take Meiser off of it. Unless, of course, this non-Jew stipulated very clearly that he's being mafkir this produce for anyone that wants to take it, then it's proper hefker, and it's pater for meiser. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, explaining the machlekes between our blazer and the chachamim, but Baal Abayis asher nechelku, their whole machlekes is, when we're talking about a Baal Abayis who's a rich person, meaning he's not allowed to take peah, and he tried to be zaycheh in this peah for his friend the ani. Aval Baal Abayis ani, if we're talking about a Baal Abayis who's an ani, this fellow who's taking the peah, trying to be zaycheh in it for another ani, he himself is an ani. Ma'achar shehura elital zacha. Since this ani himself is able to be zeche in the peah, so he could be zeche in it for his friend who's the ani as well. So now just explain in Shitas Rab Lazar, why is it that even though this Baal Abayis is an usher, he is able to be zeche in this peah for an ani? And the answer is because he has two migus. First of all, we have a migu de'ibay mafker nechase. If he wants to make himself an ani by being mafker all of his nechasim, he could do so, and then he'd be allowed to take peah for himself. Coupled with the fact that migu de zeche, since if he wants to be zeichin this peah for himself, he could, so he could also be zeichin it for his friend who's the ani. So these two things combined together allow the rich person, this usher, to be zeichin in the peah for his friend the ani. According to the Chachamim, we only have one of these migus, since he could take it for himself, he could also be zeichin in it for his friend, but not both of them. The Gemara Lama Chasam Beis on top tells us, Amr Reb Zeir says, Reb Lazar, Reb Yechanan, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Shlashtan Amr Davar Echad, they all say the same thing. Reb Lazar, what does he say? Reb Zeir says the name Reb Lazar. Adam zaycha lechaver b'metzia, a person could be zaycha in a metzia for his friend. Reuven's walking down the street, he sees a metzia, he could pick it up and say, I hereby am being zaycha in this for my friend Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan, detanin in Taman, we learned over there in a Mishnah, metzias b'nayu bita ektanim, something that a person's son or daughter, who are ketanim, if they found it, avdev shivchas ektanim, or his non-Jewish servant or maidservant found, metzias ishtai, something that his wife found, harei elu shalai, that automatically belongs to him. Metzias b'nayu bita agdalim, however, something found by his older son or daughter, meaning they're above bar bas mitzvah, v'avdei v'shivchas ha'ivrim, or by his Jewish servant or maidservant, mitzias ishtei shegirsha, or something that his wife found after he divorced her, afal pishaloi nasan laksubasa, even though he hadn't yet paid her aksuba, harei elu shalahen, it belongs to them, they're allowed to keep it. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, v'she'enon tfulun lavien, this halacha regarding his son and daughter that are over bar bas mitzvah, that's talking about where they're not secondary to their father, meaning they don't eat on their father's table, in other words, their father doesn't support them. Avolam hayu tfulun lavihen, if they are secondary to their father, they eat on their father's table, he does support them, mitziyas an shalai, that which they find belongs to their father. Now, why is that? That's because of zechia. They're able to be zaychen it for themselves, they're above bar bas mitzvah, they are able to be kind of something for themselves, they could be zaychen something for themselves, but we're assuming that when they pick up this mitziyah, they're doing so for their father, because they're good feelings towards him that he supports them. So here we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds the same thing as Rabbi Lazar, that a person could be zaychen a mitziyah for his friend. And lastly, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, we had said at the beginning of the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Baal Bayis Asher Nechelku." Mechalek is the Mishnah between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim is only when the Baal Bayis is an Asher. Aval Baal Bayis Ani, if he's an Ani, Me'achar Shehu Roy Lital Zacha. He could take it for himself, so he also could be Zaych in it for his friend. And now continuing with this, the Gemara says, "Tani, we have a Braisa. Hasechas Apayel Lasis Imay B'chol Melacha. A person hired a worker to do all sorts of Melacha for him. Mitzia Shal Baal Bayis. A Mitzia that this worker found belongs to the Baal Bayis. That's because the Baal Bayis hired him to do all sorts of work for him. And that means that when this worker finds something, so that's included in that work that he's being paid to do, Memela, it automatically belongs to the Baal Bayis. Now, Rishim Ben Lakish Bay, Rish Lakish asks the following question. We know that Ratzo Lachzer Chayzer Bay. If this worker decides, even in the middle of the day, to be Chayzer and retract and say, you want to know what Baal Bayis? I don't want to work for you. So he's allowed to do that. Va'at Omer Metzia Shal Baal Bayis, and you're saying that the Metzia belongs to the Baal Bayis? When this worker picks up the Metzia and decides, hey, I want to keep this for myself, it's as if he's saying, I don't want to work for you anymore, Baal Bayis. So how could you say that when this worker finds a mitzia, it automatically belongs to the Baal Bayis? Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on why Reish Lakish asked this question the way he did. So really the proper gear would be to skip the next five words, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Amar, and start with Rabbi Yossi Makshi. Rabbi Yossi asked the following question, why do we need this, that which Reish Lakish said? Meaning, why is it the question was asked like that? Didn't we hear Demar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, Ispalgun Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish argue in regards to the following. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Adam Zaych Lechaver b'mitzia. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a person could be Zaych in a mitzia for his friend. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Ein Adam Zaych Lechaver b'mitzia. A person cannot be Zaych in a mitzia for his friend. So we see very clearly that Rish Lakish argues with all the above mentioned Amirayim, and he holds that one is not allowed to be Zaych in a mitzia for his friend. So it's really unnecessary for Rish Lakish to ask based off of an inference. He can ask straightforward. Why are we saying that a worker, when he picks up a mitzia, it automatically belongs to the Baal Bayis that hired him, a person cannot be zeichen a mitzia for a friend of his. And continuing to talk about this, Rabbi Difa Amar, Rabbi Difa says, Espalgan Rabbi Yonav Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yonav Rabbi Yossi argue about this. Chad Amar, one of them says, Haroi Litol Zacha, only someone who's ra'i to take something so he could be zeich in that thing for his friend. For example, an ani taking peah. An ani could be zeich in peah, so he could be zeich in that peah for his friend who's an ani. Vacharna Amar, the other one says, Haroi Litain Zacha, someone who's ra'i to give, he could be zeich in this for someone else. For example, a Baal Bayis who's an usher, since he can give peah, he can also be zeich in peah for somebody else. Now, the following two lines of Gemara, we're going to be switching around the gears so significantly. Mandamar Haroi Litain, that's a proper girsa, one that says that a person who's able to give something over, he can be zeich in that thing for someone else. So Kol Shekain Litol, for sure, someone who can receive something can be zeich in it for someone else. But Mandamar Haroi Litol, the one that says a person who's able to receive something, he can also be zeich in it for somebody else. So halitain loy, that mandamar would say in regards to a person who's able to give something, so he is not able to be zeicha in that thing for somebody else. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.